You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Today's passage is just that one verse. We're familiar with it, since it's quoted in Matthew chapter 1:23 as being fulfilled in the Virgin Mary giving birth to Jesus. Mary's virginity is also confirmed by Luke, who recounts that Mary told the angel that spoke to her that she was a virgin, and therefore couldn't bear a child as the angel was telling her she would. Isaiah 7:14 then seems easy to pass over as a bit of a Christmas verse, but actually it's not as easy as that. For certain, Matthew in 1:23 quotes Isaiah 7:14 seeing it fulfilled in Christ. But was this what Isaiah had intended? Well, of course, we don't know what was in Isaiah's mind when he said it. He wrote more than 700 years ago, before the birth of Christ, and this leaves the verse open to different understandings. Two challenges come up with this verse. First, around the word virgin, and secondly, around who was it that Isaiah was speaking to and the Lord was giving a sign. Some translators have doubted that the Hebrew word Alma, normally translated virgin, should be translated that way, rather preferring young woman, which is another valid translation. And some Bible versions take that line, for Alma can mean young woman as well as virgin, and maybe young woman is a more common meaning. However, when the Jewish translators were translating the word from Hebrew into Greek, they understood it to mean virgin, since they chose the Greek word parthenos, which means just virgin, rather than neanis, young woman. This is an indication of the Jews' understanding of the word's meaning at the time of the Greek translation of the Old Testament. So Matthew, who quotes the Greek, is quite correct in seeing 7:14 as prophetic of the virgin birth of Christ. But who was Isaiah speaking to when he originally spoke? If you read verses 1-13 of chapter 7, you realise he's in conversation with Ahaz, one of the worst kings of Judah had, and was expecting an attack from the powerful countries around him and is terrified. Isaiah's word to him is to stand firm and trust in the Lord. But Ahaz is not interested in this advice and quickly dismisses it. However, Isaiah insists on giving a sign and says when he does that it is to the house of David, in other words, the whole Jewish people. But what is the sign? Well, if we understand it right, the sign was less a sign of something, rather a something in itself, an action of God, Emmanuel. And just maybe the sign was given by God, not so much to the house of David of that time, but to the Jewish people of the future, who would look back to these prophecies, as we are today, and say, yes, Jesus was the one who God said would come. In Isaiah 9, we learn that the one to come would be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, that he was to be a royal son of the house of David, his rule would have no end. And then again in Isaiah 11, we learn that there is to be a shoot from the stump of David, stump of Jesse, in other words, a complete cutting back of the line, right back to its start to King David. Matthew goes to great lengths to explain in the first chapter of his gospel that Jesus was born of the house of David, and that he was the one who was the shoot from the stump of Jesse, and the one who was to be born of a virgin, Emmanuel, God with us. And whatever Ahaz thought 2,700 years ago of Isaiah's words to him, we read his words today amazed at God's plan fulfilled, his coming as Emmanuel for all people.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.